I'd like to start by thanking Mr. Bill Hay, his staff. Fabulous weekend for my family, myself, my fellow inductees, Mr. Illich, Mr. Kilray, Patty, Michael Farber, my good friend Rod. Probably without his lies, I wouldn't be here, but I'd like to thank the selection committee. I mean, it's such a great honor to have this cap put on your career that words can't really describe it. So to be in the Hall of Fame, I think, is extremely special. I'd like to thank the Oiler organization. I mean, Peter Pocklington, Barry Fraser, especially Glenn Saylor. I mean, Glenn and I had probably a little more special relationship than most coaches would want. I seem to find a lot of time in his office. Some good, some not so good. John Muckler, and I learned a lot from John. Going to Buffalo, seemed to spend a lot of time in that office too. Had some pretty good company, though. Patty spent a lot of time with me, so it was pretty special. I've had the very good fortune of playing with a lot of great players. A lot of Hall of Famers. A lot of guys that I'm proud to say are my friends. I mean, not so much teammates, but friends. I'd like to thank the Maple Leaf organization. And they brought me here to Toronto. Great opportunity, especially for a kid. And you want to be a Leaf, great place to play. I'd like to thank the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, to get a chance to go play for John Muckler again, special time. The Los Angeles Kings, I'd like to thank Sam McMaster for bringing me to L.A. Gave me a chance to play with Gretz again. I mean, that was a very special opportunity. A lot of old friends down there. Got to play with a good friend of mine, Kelly Rudy. Mike Keenan. A lot of things have been said about Mike. They're a little different. His style's a little bit different, but it gave me a fabulous opportunity. It was a time in my career where you're thinking about quitting, but it kind of gave me that opportunity to play, and I played a lot. I mean, he let me play every night, and as a goalie, that's what you want. You want the opportunity to play every night and to have that opportunity, and he gave me that. I'd also like to thank Al Coates for bringing me to Calgary. I mean, he brought me back to Alberta, brought me home, which was a nice way to finish my career. My teammates, I had a lot of special teammates. I see Paul here, Wayne, Kevin, a lot of guys. I mean, we had a huge family in Edmonton, and it was all a team. But more than a team, it was a family. And I think that said the most of it. And I think that's why we were successful. I'd like to thank Willie O'Ree. I mean, it's an extra special honor to be the first man of color in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And it just shows that hockey is such a diverse sport that anybody can be successful in it. And I'm proud of that. And I thank Willie for that. I'd like to thank my family. My wife Candace, Kendall, Rochelle, son RJ, daughter Janine. I mean, they make the big sacrifice. You get traded. The house is still sitting there. You don't see the packing that goes on. You don't see the moving that goes on. But somehow it happens. And they're special to me for that. They make our life more comfortable. I mean, we worry about playing hockey. We're pretty much married to the game of hockey. I mean, that's first and foremost. That's probably our wife, is the game of hockey. And they kind of take a back seat to that. So I thank them for that. The doctors. I'd like to thank all the doctors I had. And they played a special part in my career. I spent a lot of time being put back together again. I mean, this body seems to have broken down a few times, got rode off a few times, but had a very special experience with the doctors. They put me back together. St. Louis, I met a man by the name of Bobby Kersey, where at one point I thought I was a good athlete, and I was athletically good, but not a good athlete. And through Bobby, I found out what it was like to be a good athlete. And I know Glenn had pushed me to do that. Muck and I had a few conversations over that. I spent a lot of time riding a bike for a while in Buffalo with one of our assistant coaches, John Tortorella. I might have been the only guy that rode every day and gained 2 pounds while the coach lost 8. So I'd like to thank Ron Lowe. I mean, Ronnie was my partner my first year, and he was a big part of where I am. I mean, for an 18-year-old goalie, it takes a lot to get comfortable in the National Hockey League. And Ronnie was a huge part of that. Lastly, my friends, I mean, they've been there through thick, thin. I've had a different road than most people to get here. Most of it good, some of it not so good, a little bumpy along the way, but they've always been there. And you have to have that love and support. And in closing, it's the greatest game in the world. I mean, I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm more happy that I can give back to it. And it's special. Thank you.